This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Jean has diminished to a tropical depression. It's now pouring over Georgia and the Carolinas. The storm came ashore this weekend as a Category 3 hurricane, smashing into Florida's Atlantic coast with winds of 120 miles per hour. In Florida, this is the fourth hurricane there in 4 weeks. More on the broad effects of the storm season in just a few minutes, but first to Osceola County in central Florida, which has endured three of the four storms. Charlie, Francis, and now Jean have all passed through. NPR's Ari Shapiro rode along today with the Osceola County Sheriff's Department as they assessed the damage.
At the back door of the Sheriff's Department, a trash can overflows with empty pizza boxes. It's 5:30 in the morning, and weary officers are trickling out after a 12-hour shift. The county's nerve center is inside this building. It's the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. Long lines of butcher paper line the walls. They list locations where trees are lying in the road or stoplights have fallen down. The front wall has enormous maps of the county. There's one sheet of butcher paper that's empty. At the top, it says injuries and fatalities. Deputy Public Information Officer Al DeArmas.
We pray for this list to stay blank.
He says the list stayed blank during Hurricane Francis, but days after the storm passed, reports started coming in. Chainsaw accidents, people falling through soggy roofs, electrocutions from downed power lines. DeArmas says the most dangerous time is now, after the hurricane has passed. He and others went to Virginia last year for a hurricane response training session with the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
And before we left, they said, usually most agencies a year after coming through this class use what has been instructed here. And we didn't think we were going to use it three times. But
around 6 in the morning, Detective Raul Correa arrives to start his shift.
How you doing, sir? How's your house, sir?
Hey, what's up, brother?
How's your house?
Piece of blue cheese. Sorry about that, sir.
But you doing
Correa
okay?
Says it's tough leaving his family for 12 hours a day during a natural disaster. But this season has given him plenty of opportunities to get used to it. Now he has a full stock of supplies in the back of his car. There's food, water, rain gear, boots, 3 days' worth of clothes, and a sleeping bag and a mattress pad.
In case I have to find some little hole and sleep for a little bit once we're relieved of duty.
Correa is off to tour his section of the county, between the towns of Kissimmee and St. Cloud. It's a largely rural area with wildlife everywhere. Sandhill cranes the size of small ostriches stalk prey in people's lawns. The county is second only to parts of Alaska in its population of bald eagles. There are also hazards everywhere, from downed power lines to flooded streets. Correa drives a low-to-the-ground Ford Crown Victoria.
One of our standing orders was try to avoid the roads with a lot of water. You don't know how deep they are.
But with flooded parts of the county that have to be inspected, it's not always possible to obey those orders. Correa comes upon a house that looks as though a room has been removed from the back and leaned against the building's front. The residents are 83-year-old Beriah Whitaker and his wife, Beulah.
How are you?
Well, looks like you made it okay, huh?
Whitaker's roof is gone, and the carpet, where you can see it, squelches underfoot. Most of the surfaces are covered in a thick brown layer of sludge.
Terrible. I was in the Navy and I've seen a lot of action, but never anything like this. I just took the whole back porch, took it clear over top of the house and put it up here in front of the house.
Correa offers them consolation, makes sure they have the phone numbers for FEMA and insurance companies, and gets back on the road. As with the other hurricanes, power is an issue in Osceola County. At intersection after intersection, stoplights are dark, sometimes dangling just a few feet above the road. Correa says it's especially dangerous at night.
You really can't distinguish if it's an intersection or not. Some people would actually adhere to the four-way stop, but the person behind that person didn't actually realize, so we had a few fender benders there.
Sure enough, within hours of his warning, Correa is called to the scene of just such an accident. Dawn service just missed getting hit.
Because, you know, you don't think. You're looking at something else and you're right to the light. So I stopped at this one,
right.
But I don't think she was going to stop. So I saw her hit her brakes kind of quickly, and then this lady really had no chance but to hit her in the rear end.
The paramedics assess the two women involved in the crash and determine that neither one is injured seriously. Osceola County has just missed its first listing on the EOC's Injuries and Fatalities chart. Detective Correa hopes the crew remains as lucky through the rest of the recovery effort. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.